It's Thursday night. I'm Chip Gibson, resident tree hugger, and you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. Getting off to a slow start here, but we got some pretty cool stuff happening here. Y'all have been sitting in the chat room, Greg and Adam, and we've got Bill. Y'all keep it quiet down because he's fishing. Bill, how's it going, Bill?
It's slow, but I've had some early blow-ups on the top water. It's kind of slowed down right now, but it's nice. The sun's just about setting. The wind's dying down. It's really nice out here right now.
Cool. What are you using?
I'm throwing a Spook Junior on one rod, and then my other rod I have, it's still the lure that I had at the DOA tournament. It's a 6-inch pearl jerkbait on one of their jerkbait hooks.
Not the one that got straightened out, right?
No, actually that one got bent in, but it's unweighted. I don't like using those pinch weights, and I'll use this almost like a topwater lure. You can just reel it in real quick right on the surface and dance it right across like a topwater.
That's probably better because you did say there was some grass moving in, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of floating grass right now. It's kind of makes the using a Spook Junior a little difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to clean it off every time you reel it in. You can rig that jerkbait weedless.
To be wanting the top water tonight. So
cool. All right. Well, we'll keep us. We'll hear you. You'll be hollering, fish on,
yeah.
Fish on. All right. Okay. And we've got a first-time caller and a new member to our crew here in Yak Angler World and Kayak Fishing Radio. We got Nick. And, Nick, it's Mad Cats, right?
That's it, man.
Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio, man. And Nick is calling in from – you're in SoCal, right?
Actually, I'm on the central coast of California, and we're not really SoCal, we're not really NorCal, nobody wants to claim us.
You're just in the middle there, somewhere around Morro Bay?
That's actually, I live in Los Osos, so I can actually see the rock from my front window, so yeah, Morro's right there.
That's one of my wife's favorite annual trips. She goes out there, and her and her friends camp right there in Morro Bay, and they ride their horses up in the trails and stuff along the beach and out. So that's a really pretty place.
It's a beautiful place.
It really is. And she was out there last year, and she sent me a picture of a guy kayak fishing out in the middle of the bay right off of the rock there. And I was stationed.
There's a lot of them up here.
Yeah, and I was stationed down in San Diego at Miramar when I was flying for the Marine Corps. So
awesome.
Cool, man. So you're getting loaded up? You're getting ready to go out for the weekend?
Oh, yeah, man. Planning to do a little bit of camping Friday night and then hit the water early. And then if I feel like it, maybe stay over Saturday night, do it again the next day.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome, man. All right.
Get me the leave pass, so just me.
Got the kitchen pass and you're on the road.
That's it.
Sweet. Well, welcome aboard, Nick. Let me grab his next caller here. We'll get back to you in just a second.
All right.
Hang on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Area code 757. This is Chip Gibson. This is Kayak Fishing Radio. You're on the air.
Hey, Chip. It's Mark Wheeler.
Oh, the landing crew. What's up, Mark?
The landing crew. Not much, man. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Well, wait a minute. This is not Mark's dad, is it?
No.
No, it is the landing crew.
Yes.
This is Mark Wheeler, Jr.
Jr. Why?
All right. Well, what are you up to tonight, Mark?
Relaxing.
Relaxing?
I had almost 12 hours today at work and I'm very tired.
Well, we got
a lot of steel was moved today.
A lot of steel was moved, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. We got Bill. Haywood is out in his kayak, man. He's catching the topwater bite here this evening for us. So we're
very
waiting on
nice.
Him.
Way to go, Bill.
We're waiting on him to catch a fish. You still with us, Bill?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. You're not soaking one, right? You're just...
No. Here, you can hear it, right? Listen. You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No Rodney the Rod Holder tonight.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll check it out over here in the chat room. We got Hammerhead, Greg Crisp from New Hampshire is in there with us. Yak Angler Adam, one of our longtime favorite guys there from yakangler.com. Welcome aboard. And Isaac the Nothing Miller, our West Coast show host. And Nick, you probably want to catch his show. Isaac is out of Portland, Oregon, and he does a show at 7 o'clock your time. On Tuesday night. Yeah, 7 o'clock your time. Phone number, dial in is the same, 714-816-4727. Anybody out there, you can dial in to any of our shows. We spread out this week and trying to meet the needs of all of our yak anglers. And really, one of the purposes of Kayak Fishing Radio was to celebrate the diversity of all of the kinds of fishing that we do in kayak. So to help spread the word better, we've got Isaac out of Portland, Oregon, doing our West Coast show on Tuesday nights at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. We've got the Bad Back cast, Rob DeVore. He shows up on Tuesday evenings at 8 Eastern and kind of a running commentary and general blog on kayak fishing. And gives us a heads up of what's going on through the weekend and early week down in the Tampa area. And then Mark Landing Crew, who just joined us there on the phone, is our Mid-Atlantic show. He just started off his show yesterday evening, did a great job at it, by the way.
Thank you.
And he'll be discussing everything kayak fishing from, what'd you say, Susquehanna Flats to the Mid-Atlantic beaches there. So
from North Carolina, maybe even South Carolina, I might branch out down there. And I'm thinking of hitting Jersey. And, of course, we did Delaware yesterday.
Cool.
So, yeah.
And here on Thursday nights, we just kind of talk about what we're going to be doing for the weekend coming up. And it's kind of a general catch-all. With the buzzards roost over here and the phone lines, you know, everybody making their general commentary on what's going on in kayak fishing. Yak Hack just joined us in the chat room there. So still waiting on Bill to call fish on here.
Yeah, Bill's relocating.
Oh, okay. Sounded like maybe you were paddling or taking a sleigh ride.
Yeah, like I said, if it gets too loud, just mute me and then I'll press
no worries.
And get back in.
No worries, man. We know what you're up to. So, so Nick, you you're in mid California there, and from your contact you made earlier in the week with me there, you said you had grown up fishing in Georgia here.
Oh yeah, man. My grandpa taught me the love of the cast, and I've been doing it ever since.
And how long you been kayak fishing?
You know, I started last year. I hit up Craigslist, and I managed to pick up a really nice Cobra Explorer all rigged out with a fish finder and everything. And I think I took it out about 10 or 15 times and had a good time with it. But I got tied up on money, and it had to go.
Oh.
But I picked me up a new one this year, and I'm definitely getting back into it.
So you're still floating a Cobra?
Actually, right now, I ran to one of the local stores, and they had a Pelican Castaway 116 for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I paid about $400 for that, right out the door, brand new.
That's a good deal.
It's all rigged up already. It's got two rod holders in the back, and Scotty up in the front, and it was just perfect.
Cool. And so you're planning on doing some fishing this weekend. What are you going to be going after?
I'm hoping to catch some largemouth. Honestly, I haven't felt a good largemouth strike in about a year now.
Oh, you're a lip ripper like landing crew there.
Oh yeah, I love to throw me a spinner in and see what hits. I'm going up to Lake Nacimiento on Friday. I'm gonna camp overnight and hit it up in the morning. And like I said, if it's going good, I might just stay the next night and do it again on Sunday.
Dang. That's got to suck, man.
Oh, it's tough.
And saw you checked in with the Yak Angler crew there and got a hearty welcome aboard from all of those guys.
Oh, yeah, some good people there, man.
Yeah, it's a good bunch of folks at Yak Angler there. Adam's in the chat room with us now, and you'll meet Yak Sushi, Mark, and all the rest of the folks there. We're all pretty friendly. No, paying your dues there at Yak Angler. So
that's good.
But have you recovered from your first show there, Mark?
Oh yeah, I'm still floating on cloud nine, I guess you could say.
Yeah. How many autographs did you sign today?
Well, I autographed a bunch of steel. That's about it.
As you say, you're going to need to go to that bait shop that you called and introduce yourself to that woman. She's like, what? Kayak fishing? Who?
I actually stopped by there on the way in today, on the way home. And she was in there. I was like, Jenny. And she's like, yeah. I was like, I called you last night for the radio show. Oh, I thought that was a practical joke.
Well, she played along, wasn't it, if she thought it was a joke?
Yeah. She's like, well, that was great, love, call any time. Great. So,
yeah, that's cool, man.
We'll give them a couple and just say thank you.
Absolutely. I got some new stickers ordered out, so when you get your load there, you'll have to take some up there and pass them out.
Definitely.
So, at least if we make friends with the folks at the piers, they don't throw rocks at you and stuff, right?
Exactly.
When you're trying to fish around the pilings. So.
Well, I guess if you would pay your fee to get on the pier, you could fish the pilings from the kayak. It only makes sense. Still fishing the same water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess. But you're not covered by that general pier license. You'll have to make sure you're carrying one, right?
Of course.
So, I was actually expecting another caller here to one of our friends from the J-Bay tournament. He was supposed to give me a call. I sent him the email. Maybe, hang on, let me check my email here and make sure he got it.
Hang on a second, Chip.
Huh?
This is for all I forgot to mention this last night.
Yeah, go ahead.
For all the Virginia Hampton Roads anglers that are out there, heads up, there's been a kayak theft ring. Many of you know Corey Ruthless Ruth and several others that have had their kayaks taken off the top of their trucks or in their beds, just removed while they were in a store or whatever. Y'all, tie down your kayaks, lock them up, or keep them at home when you're not using them. And if you see or hear of anyone losing a kayak, post it up on one of the websites. Or definitely call Wednesdays at 8, the Mid-Atlantic Show, and we will send the hounds to try to, help you return your kayak or buddy's kayak. So everyone just keep your eyes out and tight line.
All right. Thanks for that public service announcement there. Got another caller in. Area code 678. Is that the Dino?
That is the Dino.
What's up, brother?
What's happening?
All right, man. I got a guy calling in right now from the middle coast of California named Nick, and he said he grew up fishing Lanier, man.
Seriously?
Yeah, Nick, we got Dino Bowling here from you're from where are you living at there, Dino? What area? You're around, are you Gainesville?
Gainesville.
Yeah.
I grew up in Lawrenceville and then Suwanee.
Okay.
And, I've got my sister just actually recently stopped kayaking with the Lanier Canoe and Kayak Club, but that was where I got my start.
Yeah, it's right up the road from my house here. It ain't too far.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Some good fishing there, man. I miss it.
Oh, yeah. I think stripers in one here.
Dino, how you been this week, man?
We've been busy, dude.
Yeah?
We work, trying to make a living, you know. We fished last Sunday. I took Sean May out from GKF.
Right.
And got him on his first Lake Lanier spot. And no stripers, but we did catch some pretty nice spots, you know. So it was, at least we caught fish. I can't complain, you know. I caught the biggest spot I've ever caught on Lanier was it weighed in at 4 pounds. So that's
awesome.
A pretty good spot for Lanier. Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Dino is our the vice president for the Georgia Kayak Fishing Group and one of our master craftsmen.
Fish
create...
on.
Fish on. Bill's got a fish, all right.
Fish on.
Sweet.
Bill is in the water. What is it, Bill?
Can't tell.
Can't tell yet?
Acting like a trout.
Acting like a trout. All right. Here we go, live on Kayak Fishing Radio. Bill Haywood Howard. Oh, I hear some splashing going
here.
On.
I hear it splashing around.
Yeah.
It's probably about 15 inches. Nothing
about
new.
A 15-inch trout?
I don't like catching trout. They get you wet.
They get you wet. Oh, darn, man.
Dang it.
Now, if it was one of the trout that they saw over at the at Fort Pierce during the DOA tournament, that'd be
yeah.
a different story. I had one on, you know, I made one of those casts where I wasn't real happy with it. And I reeled it in real quick, and I was looking the other way, and all of a sudden, my rod almost comes out of my hand.
Yeah.
And I look down, and it's the biggest trout that I've ever caught was on. And, it, you know, I'm sure it was every bit of 30 inches. And no sooner did I look down, and he looked up and spit the lure right there.
Oh, that sucks.
But they've got some monster trout. We saw them feeding, and it was, you know, they were feeding like snook.
Wow.
And just blowing up on the, you know, big mullet. It was just, it was pretty impressive.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, there's one.
Yeah,
15
there's
inches,
one.
You say, huh?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I brought my measuring board. It wasn't too big. It was probably a keeper, but if
all
there's
right.
any redfish out here.
All right, we'll get back at it.
All right.
We want at least a 20-incher for tonight, all right?
Yeah.
We want a points
fish.
It's been
fish. Hard for me to find.
You've been hanging out with Rob.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't target trout that often. I'm more sight casting for the redfish, you know. So
that or them big uglies, right?
Yeah, that too.
Clone's been pumping iron, man. He's stoked about going after a big ugly.
Good.
Oh.
I know one thing, dude. Halo's got a bad camera. That thing is awesome.
I know, right?
I think, man.
I mean,
the post he puts up on GKF is just unreal.
Yeah. Well, no, this
killer.
This is what's going to happen, Dino. See, Haywood, he's a great photographer, man. He's had his pictures and, you know, like on the magazine, a hook, you know, and then all of,
yeah.
You had some stuff in the Dadgum magazine in Australia, man. And so he makes everything look good. So we're going fishing next
yeah.
weekend down at Cedar Key, and he's going to take my picture, and I'm going to look like a movie star, man.
don't know what your autograph
is. Well, I'm not a miracle worker.
There's going to be a lot of Photoshop work there, Chip.
Oh, Lord.
That's all right. We got photos. Yeah. He's going to airbrush me some good curves and stuff, man.
Hey,
big Jim.
Yeah, you'll have some curves.
Might have some bristles, too.
Yeah. He's gonna, he put my mustache back on. I shaved off the mustache,
yeah,
man. So you're going to have to put my mustache back on. All right, so Haywood's back at it. We had just a small trout, so Haywood's back at it fishing again for us. And we'll see. We got Greg Hammerhead, Isaac to Nothing, Yak Hack is in the house. And there comes the other Apollo Beach guy, Big Fly Reel, so he'll be checking in here pretty soon.
Where's Dee?
I don't know. Must have been – well, let's see.
She's watching American Idol. I know what she's doing.
She's watching Idol.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're down to, like, the final two or something, I guess.
Yeah, I think three.
So, do you know what we got? What are we looking at for Georgia Kayak Fishing here in the next – in the upcoming weeks?
June the 4th. We have
June
4th. Special Olympics event.
That is a great event, too, man.
Oh, man, it's one awesome event. I know Mr. Doug Laverty, he's kind of our overseer of the project. And from what I understand, he's raised close to $5,000 for the event.
Awesome.
And if I ain't mistaken, they've actually went and bought him a trailer and four kayaks that we're actually going to give them to their organization to start them a fishing venue with. So we're in the process of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, Doug's been a real good hand with us as far as helping us organize it and all that stuff. So it is on the roll.
Cool. And then,
also, I'm loaded up to head to Jekyll Island tomorrow night to go do some saltwater fishing.
Oh, you know what? On last night's show, the Mid-Atlantic show, Rob Choi called in and he said, it's almost Sheepzilla time, man.
Oh, dude. I'm ready.
Wow.
Dino, I think we need to drive up there and get into some Sheepzilla.
You ain't joking.
Hey, you guys are more than welcome. I literally live about a mile from the Bay Bridge Tunnel. And we can go out there and absolutely slaughter them. You know, and I've got more than enough room, you know, for you guys to relax, drink. You got to bring the sweet water. That's a must. We'll call that the payment.
Got to bring a tackle box. Have you had your tackle box yet, Dino?
I have.
Is that the greatest? That is the greatest thing.
Man.
Speaking of tackle box and Sweetwater, the unofficial beer of Kayak Fishing Radio, tonight they are actually doing a revival on the river with the Upper Chattahoochee Waterkeeper, and they're being hosted there at the Sweetwater Brewery. So,
sweet.
Hats off to them and hope they do a good turn. The River Keepers are some good folks there.
Yeah.
But,
it almost seems like we should do a live show from Sweetwater Brewery when the River Keepers are there.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, I think that might be good. You can actually rent the brewery for, like, events, you know. And,
hey,
I mean,
Chip, we got that river race coming up.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do a podcast from the river race.
Yeah, we could do that. I'm gonna do one from Henry County. So.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I loved working with those kids last year, man. That was just great.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Excellent event.
And we're gonna have an ungodly number of people there this year.
Yeah.
So that's good though.
Weather talking are supposed to actually have a rep from the Special Olympics for Georgia. So they're actually trying to make this a full-blown sanctioned event.
Yes, we're going to have – they're going to actually have some of the water events there with the kids racing and stuff and the racing kayaks and all.
Yep.
That'll be cool, man.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So – And you guys were at you're out at Charlie Elliott last weekend, right?
Yeah, that was awesome, dude. That was
out there for really Jake's day.
Yep, for Jake's day. Had a booth set up with gloves and got actually quite a few people interested in our sport. You know, it was, man, it was a lot of people walked by the booth checking out the, I took the Hobie app back down and had it rigged up, you know, just kind of on display there, but just finding the rod holders and the crate mate and all that kind of stuff, you know, and people was amazed at what you could put actually put on a small plastic boat.
I'm telling you, man. It's a thing of beauty, man. Okay. No oil, no $5 a gallon gasoline, you know.
Yep.
Do you have a power boat, Dino?
I do, but the motor is actually blowed up on the back of it.
See?
And it's actually set in my backyard with about a foot of leaves in it, so if that tells you anything, how much I've used it.
Yeah. I had a 21-foot walk-around, a Pro Line. It had like a 130-gallon fuel cell in it. And, man, talk about wanting to bring a tear to your eye when you had to fill that thing up, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just unbelievable. So, but I don't do that. But, yeah, with the kayaks now, it's sustainable. It's green. Yay, two-arm power motor. That's right, man. And
all you need is a couple of ham sandwiches and some choice beverages, and you can go all day long.
That's right. When I can,
if anything runs out of gas, there's something bad wrong.
Yeah, I know, right? So
yeah.
And Nick from California, there, you should you can check out the Georgia Kayak Fishing Group. It's GeorgiaKayakFishing.com. And maybe find some of your old fishing buddies in your stomping grounds. There are a lot of folks up around the Lanier area.
Yeah, I fished with several guys up there. I was thinking I need to go check that out because I'm sure I got some old buddies that are hanging around.
Probably.
If not, I'm sure I've got some I could get into it.
Yeah. Oh, we got a lot of folks. We got members all over the state. I don't know, Dino, what's the number of members we got now in Georgia Kayak Fishing?
I want to say close to 1,600 now.
About 1,600 folks, yeah. And we got them all over the place. I know. I haven't seen David show up yet. He was on the chat room the other night for the Tuesday night show. Yeah, Soccer Dad. He's down around, he's south of Macon, right?
Americus,
yeah, that's right. He's down there. So, and we got the guys over in Brunswick and Southern Salt Command down there.
Yes, sir. I'll be with them boys actually all weekend. They've been wearing the black tips, the sharp nose, and the bull redfish out on Jekyll Island.
Yeah, I saw some of those pictures.
We're going to bust it wide open from Saturday morning. We're going to fish all day and about half the night Saturday.
See, what you need to do is we need to go up there and fish with Landon Crew and Rob Choi. And get a cooler full of them big old sheds or sheepzillas, right?
Yeah.
And then mosey on down the road there, and then just act like we're pulling the kayaks out of Crooked Creek or something, you know, or Village Creek, and just let the let the cooler lid flop open, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Get you some looky loos going there.
Them boys would go nuts. And Nick. Nick, these sheep's head
yes,
that these guys are catching up there. Well, Mark, what was the citation that Rob got for that one sheep head?
22. I'm trying to think of.
It was like a 13
like
pound 15, sheep head, man.
Yeah, 13 or 15 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, he was holding it up. 15, he couldn't get his fingers around the base of his tail.
15 pound sheep head.
I mean.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it looked when you looked at his face, it looked like a horse.
Well, you know, the big fish excuse is much better than the small hands excuse. Let me
That's
tell
it.
You.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's definitely when you want to break out. You know, your 80-pound braid because you know you're fishing right along the edge of the pylons at the bay and into really wicked structure.
Right.
You know, heavy duty gear, and you know, one of those situations where you hold the rod in one hand and you hold the toilet paper in the other, because when they hit, you about cramp yourself sometimes. when you set the hook, but
you better hold on.
I've already got more tog and sheep's head rigs tied up right now than I know what to do with.
Okay.
Nothing like sitting at home with nothing better to do.
So let's back up for a second now. A tog. What is that?
Tog.
Tog.
Tog. Tog. Blackfish.
Tog. Yep. Blackfish. Yep.
Okay.
I
never caught
one. Like a sheep's head, but they're black.
Okay.
Big knotty head.
Fish,
yeah. They've got pretty much the same kind of teeth, crunchers and, you know, molars looking things.
Yeah.
But
they're good eating too.
They eat good?
Oh, they eat. Oh, my God. Just thinking about it, make my mouth water. yeah, but the great thing about tog is that you can identify between the males and females. So you catch a female, you know that the males are down there. You can release the female and catch all the males you want and keep within your limit, of course. But, you know, release, you know, just like, you know, hunting, you know, keep, let the female stay and, you know, take all the males again.
So how do you identify? I mean, what's the difference?
Well, the males will be darker and have like a knot head almost. It's one of those things, and the females will be much lighter colored. And think of like dolphins, you know, how the bull has that real bulbous front head, and the females are more slick looking.
Okay.
Same sort of thing.
Cool.
Same idea.
Cool. You got a fan in the chat room there. Scuba Stan said he liked the Mid-Atlantic show last night.
Oh, thank you.
So.
Thank you very much.
Scuba Stan, where are you from? I'll give you a second to reply there. I know it's like about a 10. Have you guys lost sound in the chat room? I got great typing skills tonight. You cannot hear. But let's check back with our man on the water. Hey, Bill, how's it going out there?
Good. I'm just listening to the show, and I'm interested in the sheephead because our sheephead season here is the winter time. The colder water is when we get, you know, the bigger ones come in, and then you know, of course, in the summertime you don't really hear. I'm sure they're still around, but people don't, you know, they don't target them during the summer.
Well, the thing is that the weather, the water down there, what, it gets to like 80-some-odd degrees, really, really warm. And probably Kevin or Rob's going to call in because I probably said this wrong, but sheep's head really like a 70, I would say like high 60s to mid-70 degree water. So most likely your sheep head out to deeper water where it's a little cooler. And, you know, you probably catch them, you know, deep dropping, but... that's what I, off the top of my head, I think it's between like 68 and like 70, that temperature range, possibly a little bit warmer. But like I said, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, see, our months for sheephead down here are usually like December, January, and, you know, the water's much colder then. It's down in the 60s, low 60s. And you'll actually see them out on the flats tailing like a redfish.
Wow.
And then, yeah, so it can be frustrating at times. But, of course, then when we get the really here in the bay in the winter, you'll get a real strong north wind. And our low tides usually happen in the mornings, so you'll get a negative tide, and the wind will push all the water out of the bay, and you'll just get these really super lows, and the fish will be stacking potholes, and, you know, you'll just go in there, and you can catch, just, you know, as many sheephead as you want, because, you know, you got no place to be but those little potholes and everything. So, but yeah, it's kind of interesting how, you know, you guys targeting them in summertime like that.
In the Pensacola area, when I was fishing out of there, I mean, they were just like bycatch. I mean, you get one every now and then, but you had to really go after them.
Well, it's probably a lot deeper up in there too, right, Chip?
Yeah.
Area, that kind of swings in, and you can get to deep water relatively quick there.
Yeah. Well, you've got the deep water channel there for the old aircraft carrier pier.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. See, we got, you know, the ship channel here in the bay is only about 48 feet deep. Some places it's 50. It's not very deep.
No, it's like it was 65 feet when they had the Lex in there.
Yeah. So you've got to go way out here, this part of the you know, the Gulf, to get to really, really deep water.
Right. So I'm trying to convince Scuba Stan to dial in. He's a jarhead. He's a harbor master at Charleston. And he said we need to do a paddle event there. And I'm like, yeah, let's do a Charleston boondoggle.
Definitely.
I mean,
how
that's
you
not
doing, man? Support the guys. Hey. Support the guys in the uniforms.
Yeah.
Oh well, yeah, definitely.
Stanley works for the harbor there now. I jumped in on one of their discussions one day on Facebook. They were having some kind of big sailing event there. And I asked them why they didn't have any kayaks in there. They didn't have a kayak event. But, yeah, he said there's some good red fishing in around Charleston there. He calls it Chucktown.
Okay. Hey, Scuba Stan, send me on the Facebook page a couple of the tackle shops that are around there, their phone numbers. So I can give them a call and give you a up-to-date fishing report every week. We're down in Charleston and the surrounding region.
He's one of the
anyone else within the Mid-Atlantic.
He's one of our Eagle Globe and Anchor wearers, man.
Semper Fi, dude.
Yeah, he was the one that said he liked your show last night.
He didn't know
that you were a leather neck.
Oh, yeah.
So... All right, here we may have somebody. Let's see. Oh, come on. Area code 803, you're on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Hey, guys, this is Stan from Charleston.
Hey, Stan, Semper Fi, Mac, how are you?
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. Glad to finally have built up the courage to call in.
Dude, don't take no courage, man. We're a bunch of knuckleheads out here.
That's why I call. It sounds like my kind of people.
And we got a special show for you now. In fact, I think we're going to start having Landing Crew give you a call every Wednesday night to get a fishing report from you now.
That'd be good to go. It seems like we've got, you know, everybody surrounded. We got the Mid-Atlantic, you got the West Coast, you got Florida covered, you got Hot Atlanta, but nobody's really in Charleston, so I'd like to put my two cents in periodically.
I think we can extend the Mid-Atlantic region to Chucktown there.
Yeah, that works.
So cool, man.
Then I'll move the description from North Carolina from Hilton Head to the Susquehanna Flats.
Outstanding.
Outstanding. So, Stan, what's a good time of the year for kayak fishing in Chucktown?
The fall is probably my favorite time of the year, just mainly because it's towards the end of my season. I tend to work a lot in the summer. You know, in the springtime, really windy, and we're ramping up for season. The fall, it's like after Labor Day, things simmer down. That's when I get to enjoy myself some. And, the fall, some of the best bite.
Cool. So do we have any events planned there, Mark, for the fall?
I'm trying to think.
And you know, we probably need to hit the East Coast up in that area somewhere. So Charleston might be a good opportunity. Is there a place where we can...
Charleston is definitely centrally located from where everybody is. We're, you know, halfway between South Florida and the Chesapeake.
Yeah, so how's the building there,
and
man?
And Kentucky.
You got some decent campgrounds or something for us?
Definitely. We could have enough time to arrange something really cool. We even have some campgrounds that's near some good flats area, which is just a hair north of Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
That they actually call, if you ever go into charlestonfishing.com, look in the kayak fishing section, it's called Redfishville.
Oh, well, how come we haven't ever been there?
That's my kind of place. Yeah.
But I will be honest with you. I am new to kayak fishing. I'm actually still in the learning stages of becoming a proficient saltwater fisherman. I'm a recent relocation from inland on a lake, and prior to that, I was Caribbean. And so I'm learning as quick as I can, and I have a bay boat, but I found that my kayak really makes me happier.
Of course it does. Of course it does. We have a 12-step program to get you away from that bay boat thing, man.
It, you know, I think I'm on the way there.
That's good.
And,
that's good.
And another thing I say is
the 12-step program is from step 1 to 11. Look at the gas prices and then look at your wallet. Oh man,
oh, I control the gas.
That's what I was going for.
The price of gasoline in my marina right now is $4.60.
Actually, that's not too bad,
higher,
really.
Than it is in California. I didn't pay for $4.19 yesterday.
Whoa,
that's still high enough. And when I control, I control my own gas price, and I still prefer my kayak. It's that's painful.
So we've got half of the Yak Angler crew. Yak Angler Adam said he could actually possibly make it to Charleston. So we could get half of the... So Stan, we need you to visit yakangler.com. And that's one of the first steps of the program. And,
I just signed in and became a member.
Awesome. And then I mean, it could be like a record, man, you know, for the quickest boondoggle to a location. But
we can put it together.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's some people around here that would want to be, you know, part of something like that. And you know, they sell sweet water here, so that works.
Okay, we're done. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to I got to go load up my kayak now. They got the unofficial beer of Kayak Fishing Radio there. Okay. So, all right, we're scratching off all those other silly places we were talking about. Oh, that's cool. So, Stan, let me ask you, man, where were you stationed in the Corps?
I was in the reserves. I did 6 years. So, you know, of course, Parris Island, Campers Union for a little while. I was an ammunition technician, 2311.
Oh, wow.
I counted bullets.
That's all right. Better than catching them.
So, yeah, it is. Better being a bullet stopper.
Yeah, I spent my first 10
years
a lot
of time
as a grunt, so.
That's outstanding. Did a lot of time at Redstone Arsenal, Alabama, and Camp Pendleton, too.
Hoorah. All right. Well, man, we're totally glad to have you on board here. And like I said, I got the – you're going to have to send us a note where we can contact you at the harbor there so we can get some – call you irregularly and whenever you're not expecting it during one of our shows so we can get a report from you. We'll just be checking.
That will be fantastic. I can tell you what's biting.
Cool.
What are people, you know, what's going on, and you know, I've got kind of a unique location where I'm at because, I mean, even by kayak, you know, we can go just right off of the, you know, actually launch from the marina itself and be in the shipping channel of Charleston and catch Spanish mackerel this time of year. We got jacks, cobia are in the harbor. We've got just on the other side of the Yorktown, which is the aircraft carrier, you know, a good redfish flat. There's more sheep's head in my brain you shake a stick at. I mean, it was a 14-pounder came out a week ago, about 10 days ago.
Hold on, Dino.
Shoot, I'm on orbits. I'm looking for plane tickets.
It's a fantastic place. It's there's
yeah,
so
Nick's
much
out in California.
Multiple rivers. Oh wow.
Yeah, we get them from all over here. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Bill, what is that noise, man? You getting too close to the harbor there?
No, I'm running out of water here, so I'm having to also running out of daylight.
Yeah.
So I'm making one last move, and then I got to start heading in.
Okay.
It's getting a little dark.
All right, your buddy Greg has joined us on the line. Greg, you're live.
Hey, good evening, guys. How you doing?
All right. How come you're not out there fishing with Haywood?
Because it's a 4.5-hour drive from where I am at the moment to where he is at the moment.
All right.
But maybe we'll get to remedy that this weekend. We'll see.
Excuses.
Yeah.
I got yelled at by Linda Cavett up at Panama City. She always invites me down to their first Monday event for the Panama City kayak group. And I'm like, Linda, I know I promised you I would show up, but it's just a heck of a drive. She's like, 5 hours? Come on. For a Monday night, right? So
I was in Margate yesterday, and then today I had to go to Jacksonville and back. So,
dude, I have driving-induced narcolepsy, man. I can't.
Yeah.
I start driving,
I
fall
asleep. That's why they make
ACDC. Well, and I had actually thought about putting the kayak on the company car and bringing it down here to Fort Lauderdale with me, but wasn't thrilled about the idea of leaving it in a hotel parking lot for 4 days.
You know,
it's tough to fit in the elevator, so.
Well, they got stairs, right?
That's right, man.
They do.
But it's in a lobby.
They do it. Well, and my kayak's not one of those, 115-pound behemoths that takes 2 minutes of battle like
hey.
Other people I know.
Yeah, yeah, really.
I got a kayak. I got
that's
a Cobra fishing
rule
dive.
For them.
I got a fishing dive, man, that you can land an airplane on. So.
Yeah, actually, I've got one of those too. I brought it down from New York. I'm probably going to be parting with it. Yep. I like the fiberglass and Kevlar kayak too much.
Oh, all right. Oh,
except on the oyster beds.
Yeah, on the oyster beds. Chris, there was a guy. There's a guy at Georgia Kayak Fishing. What is it? Beans either? Dino?
Beans, yeah. He's got a Kazakazi.
Yeah, he's got one of those. He digs those South African surf skis, as they call them. I mean, they are some. They are sexy looking boats, man. And
I was looking at those.
Yeah.
Those are nice. He's got the Dorado.
Yeah.
Dorado.
Yeah. And that is a. Go ahead.
It's actually got a bait tank that you can put your fish in between your legs.
Yeah, he put it
down in between it. You know, down there's like a it's like a tank to put fish in.
It's like a live well.
I think there's a word for that, isn't there? I don't remember what it is though.
That's good, Greg. You're gonna get your own show here pretty soon, man.
Yeah, I got to work on that inside voice. I guess I don't know what the deal is, but.
He had pictures on it the other day, though, of him shoving a cobia down there in the hatch there, man. It was like, that would be a fish. That's a fish that you don't want to leave out on the deck between your legs, man.
No.
It was his
first.
Was
putting a big blue fish there.
Yeah. And then the guy that went fishing with him the other day had just finished rigging out a big Malibu. And, I mean, he tricked that thing out. It was like, you know, 22-inch wheels on it and everything, man. And
now it's on the classified section.
Yeah, now it's up for sale because he was trying to paddle after B&Z on that kamikaze thing. You can't keep up with those things, man. They're just so slick. So, but sorry, did you catch another fish, Bill?
No, I got a guy running the flats with no lights.
Sounds like a Googan.
Oh. Yep, you got a Googan there, man. Did we lose? Who did we lose here?
You got to be careful in this neck of the woods because there's no telling what they were doing.
Oh, Stanley fell off the line there. Stanley, we're going to call you, man. So, all right.
What were you saying, Bill?
I said Greg and I cut a gill net out of the mangroves not too long ago. So
I've seen that post.
Yeah.
You got to watch yourself. This guy's running a John boat with a Go Devil motor on the back and no lights.
That's on my to-do list tonight. I'm fabbing out my light so I can get up early and go before it gets light.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we were just having way too much fun there with Scoob Stan from Charleston and learning, getting a new friend online. So, Bill, you got about 8 more minutes here before we cut you off, man. Are you headed in? Or
I'm trying to head in. I've run out of water, so.
Okay. All right.
Run out of daylight.
Okay. So you're going to keep fishing this weekend?
Well, I'm heading in. I got about a mile paddle back to the ramp, so once I get in the mouth of this creek.
So are you going to fish this weekend, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not quite sure what I'm doing Saturday. Got an idea what to do Sunday.
Okay.
Tarpon are showing up off the beaches, so I think we might hit the beach.
Dino's out of here.
Sunday for tarpon.
Dino, if you're still listening, man, we'll talk to you later, bro. All right, so we got all right, well, then we're going to see you next Saturday up at Cedar Key. And we got Brett from Georgia Kayak Fishing is going to join us there. And anybody else that's in the neighborhood, which that's not much of a neighborhood, man. My wife's figuring out. She's like, that's out in the middle of nowhere. She was down in Fort Lauderdale yesterday and today, some government meeting thing, and see, all the folks down, all the natural resources people were saying, yeah, there's nothing out there, man, unless you're fishing.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. So is the clone. The clone is stoked. So we got our fishing masks on. We're ready to go. And
just doing that as a day trip.
No, we're going to spend the weekend, Memorial Day weekend. We're going to drive down on Friday from Atlanta. So next Thursday night will be it'll be probably Cedar Key night. And then we'll drive down on Friday. We'll be there Friday afternoon, get checked in and everything, and be ready to get up early on Saturday morning. Actually, I was going to look up the tides. I think we get 2 tides a day there, right, Bill?
Yeah.
Oh. Let me check out the tides real quick here. Florida Gulf Coast. Where is it? How come you hadn't done this there, Mark?
I kind of had an idea what I wanted to do.
You're what?
But I had an idea what I was going to do, but I solidified it today during my lunch break. It'll be a generalized, location, let's say for like Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So Hampton Roads region, your high tide on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you're looking like around 1 o'clock, Eastern Shore, 2 o'clock, that sort of thing.
Okay. So Bill, listening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got Saturday morning, the low is at 5:14 a.m., 1.5, and then sunrise is at 6:34. And we got a high at 11:19 in the morning.
Perfect.
3.6.
That's perfect.
And then the low is 6:23 that night at 0.3.
So we'll...
with 22% moon.
Depending on where we launch, we will start off by looking for cruising redfish along the shorelines.
Looking for those submarines.
Yeah, you'll see them tailing. And then as the tide comes up, that's when we start looking for the big uglies because they move up on the oyster bars.
Mm-hmm.
So that's perfect.
Yeah, and we got the same thing for like Sunday and Monday too, just a little about an hour later each day.
That's perfect.
Sweet. All right, I'm stoked, man. We got Chucktown for the fall. We got Cedar Key coming up. All right. What are the rest of you guys doing, huh? Nick, where are you fishing at this weekend, man?
Oh, man, I'm going out to Lake Nacimiento, and I'm going to go camping at least Friday night, and I might stick around Saturday night. I'm not sure. I'll try and get a campsite right next to the water so I can just throw in when I want.
Okay.
I'll take some of my boat building books up with me and see about that.
Cool.
And, just getting ready and prep tonight, and then tomorrow I'll be out.
All right. Well, welcome aboard to Kayak Fishing Radio, and thanks for calling in tonight. And look to see you on the in the West show there with Isaac the Nothing Miller. Check that
awesome,
out.
Man.
And
and anybody that wants to check it out, can, there's only really one club so far out here on the Central Coast, and that's CentralCoastKayakFishing.com.
Okay.
And there's a great bunch of guys out there, but waiting for July to heat up so that the halibut will start biting, man.
Yeah. I think Isaac and them are already looking at some halibut. And on the show last week, they were talking about putting some traps out for prawns and stuff up there where they were at. They were looking at – they're catching springers up there. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get a light system rigged on mine soon. I'd like to go out and do a little bit of squid fishing, see if I can catch me some squid. It's expensive to buy it here.
You know, we're gonna hook you up with a guy out there. He's just a little bit north of you. His name is Dennis Spike.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs kayakfishing.com.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a hoot, man. And this guy, you've probably heard of Jim Salmons down in San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah, I know about Jim.
Yeah, Spiker's one of those other crazy people too. He catches like those big giant sea bass and stuff, like 70, 80 pounders.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm after.
Well, he'll hook you up, man. So
all
we'll
right.
See you then, and we'll see you again on Yak Angler, too. So.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Oh, yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Greg?
I just got my anchor in the mail.
Oh, right. You don't float away. You need a lot of anchor line out there.
Oh, yeah.
I think Isaac has like 600 feet of it on a reel.
I don't use an anchor when we fish salt water. I tend to pull up to a kelp bed and use a kelp clip or something like that.
Flip on,
but
yeah.
I'm going out on the lake this weekend, and so I need a good one.
Yeah, that'll help out. All right, well, good luck to you, man.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Bill's already taken off, so he's paddling back in. We'll see him next week and see him at Cedar Key. Greg, are you fishing this weekend, man? Are you on business over in Lauderdale?
No, I'm heading back up tomorrow. So I'm planning on getting out at least Saturday. I may try to get out Saturday and then again Sunday morning. I haven't even looked at the tides or anything else to see what's going on, but haven't seen what the plans are yet to get my clone back out there.
Right.
How
old is yours?
A little aggravated that he's 8.
Oh, that's when we started with our – well, actually – my clone started, I retired out of Pensacola in 2001. He was 2 years old. I bought my boat, and he used to sit up between the bottom machine and the edge under the windscreen there, put one of those little pool noodles, you know, over the windscreen so he could bump around up there. He'd just sit up there as we drove out, and then I'd put him on the step on the side of the gunnel next to one of the rod holders, and he learned to work a Penn 209 up and down. He's 2 years old, man. I turned around, he's like
good.
Yelling at me one day, Dad. I said, what's up? He looked over, he's like, it's not working. And he's reeling against drag, and the line's all bent over, and he had like a 20-pound kingfish taking line out on him, man.
Very nice.
At two years old.
Might have started my guy at about the same time, maybe 18 months or 2 years. He was out, you know, fishing with his little ice jigging rod. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I learned to evaluate how big the fish was he had on the other end of the line by the volume and the frequency of the dad. If it was dad, I got a fish, it was no big deal. But if it was dad,
right.
Then you knew it was something you had to pay attention to. So.
Absolutely, man.
You hear splash, dad, you know it's a really big one.
Yeah, that's right. It don't work. Yeah, no, it doesn't work when the line's going out the other way.
Yeah,
but that's cool, man. So that's the future of our sport right there, is all the little clones running around out there. So
yeah. Well, he certainly loves it, and Haywood made him famous with a couple of pictures. So.
Oh, yeah, I remember
he's
those.
All
those
into that now, yeah.
Good pictures, man.
Yep.
That was that one where he was sitting behind you, I think, in the tank well.
Oh, the one where he's all marine camoed up, ready to go.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yep.
So, yep, all right. Well, hopefully you guys get out this weekend and have some fish pictures to show us next week.
Looking forward to it, man. Thanks for having us.
All right. Good to hear from you, Greg. Mark?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing, man?
Well, I finally got the hominis dominus. I got my brownie points taken care of today. Was working so long, so I'm finally going to get out. Probably Saturday, if not Sunday. Most likely going to either, depending on the winds, Baybridge Tunnel or hitting Rudy again. That place was on fire, and personally, it's a nice paddle to wherever I need to go. And I haven't really fished it all that much, and I'd like to really break that watershed down, you know, and turn it into a science more than just, I think the spot might be good. I'd like to be able to go, you know what, a lot of fish here, not so much here, and why aren't there more fish there? So that's my plan now for this year, along with a couple of other spots.
Right.
And, of course, going at the Sheepies and the Cobia and everything else at the Baybridge Tunnel.
Cool.
But yeah, that's my game plan for this year.
Cool. And now you got
now
you got Stan in Chucktown there to call in.
Definitely. And I'm every last, you know, thing that folks, you know, every time I hear, you know, hey, I love your show, and you know, down in Charleston, you know, hit me up. I'm even higher on cloud nine right now. I'm almost
yeah, that's cool,
space,
man.
So.
Yeah, Stan has been following the show for a while. And finally tonight I saw him in there. I was like, yeah, we got to get him on because he wants to do a paddle event there. He's like the harbor master there at one of the little harbors in Charleston. So I think we need to do a boondoggle, man.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
See what happens up there on the Atlantic coast. So, all right. Well, there we go again, man. We've just totally spent a whole hour talking about kayak fishing and having a good time doing it. So we didn't cover everything on my list tonight, but hey, we've got three other shows that we'll be on. And so we've got Tuesday starting at 8 Eastern. We got Rob of Bad Backcast DeVore with Bad Backcast Live, general live blog, and at 10 o'clock following his show Eastern, and 7 o'clock Pacific time. And don't ask me if it's standard or daylight. It's still 7 o'clock East or Pacific time, whatever, as long as you change your clock and the computer does it for you now. But Isaac the Nothing Miller out of Portland, Oregon, a real West Coastie, hosting the West Coast show and talking about West Coast things like Dungeness crab and spring Chinook and all that good stuff, man, and yellowtail and sea bass and all that good stuff. So we're getting the diversity that we want to hear about in kayak fishing and talking to all of our buddies that fish out of plastic boats and stuff. So we're having a great time with that. And then on Wednesday at 8, we've got the Mid-Atlantic show with Mark, the Landing Crew Wheeler, out of Virginia Beach and everything East Coast. And if you start talking about freshwater fishing, you're going to get Mark all riled up because he's one of those lip-ripping Bill Dance kind of guys, man. So he threw everything freshwater at saltwater fish. I'd never seen anything like it. So he was catching redfish on a rattle trap. So, so check him out on Wednesday nights, and then every Thursday night we'll be back here, and maybe next week the mermaid will show up. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. Everybody in the chat room there, Adam and Yak Hack and Hammerhead, and, oh, Pop's in there too, so over in Montgomery, Alabama. So we'll see you guys next week. Tight lines. Take a kid fishing. We'll do it again. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.